Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Cunningham. Batting third. The right fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nellie Fox. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Early Wynn. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mickey Mantle. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Richardson. Batting third. The left fielder, Tom Tresh. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Tony Kubek. Batting sixth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Cleet Boyer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bouton. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Jim Bouton. And now, play ball. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cunningham moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Mantle, who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Cunningham scores. Maxwell goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bouton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle hits a pop-up towards first. Cunningham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh strikes out. Lawler drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Tresh out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, White Sox. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops it up and throws to first, with wing covering, for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Howard reaches second base with a double. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is walked intentionally. Jim Bouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bouton hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from Howard and he is out, Kubek applying the tag. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cunningham hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mantle takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-1 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into right field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-1 in the game. Tresh takes first base on ball 4. Mantle moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Mantle moves to third. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Kubek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boyer hits a line drive into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dale Long now playing first base. Yogi Berra now catching. Bud Daly now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards short. Quebec settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bud Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Winfields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mantle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mantle for the out. Two outs. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-2 in the game. Richardson hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cunningham hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Landis moves to second. Mike Hershberger pinch hits for Charlie Maxwell. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger bunts towards short. Quebec fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to third. Cunningham moves to second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Landis tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cunningham moves to third. Hershberger moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith strikes out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cunningham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tresh for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0 for 2 in the game. Kubek hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Arroyo now pitching. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Mantle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boyer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hershberger. Boyer reaches second base with a double. Joe Pepitone pinch hits for Luis Arroyo. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 3, Yankees, 3. Mickey Mantle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantle is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Mantle hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tex Clevenger now pitching. Jack Reed now playing center field. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Landis hits a pop-up towards third. Boyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cunningham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cunningham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cunningham takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Tresh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Cunningham moves to second. Deacon Jones pinch hits for Sammy Esposito. Deacon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Reed settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing third base. Bobby Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 0-for-3 in the game. Richardson hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tresh hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Maris hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Landis. Maris reaches second base with a double. Tony Kubek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubek is 0-for-3 in the game. Kubek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maris scores. It's 4-3, Yankees. Yogi Berra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berra is 0-for-1 in the game. Berra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kubek moves to second. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Yankees. Cleet Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kubek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian McCall pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Brian McCall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCall hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-3 in the game. Lawler strikes out. Two outs. J.C. Martin pinch hits for early win. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Richardson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.